The Kewaunee nuclear plant produced electricity for 40 years. For the last 6 years, Virginia-based Dominion has owned the plant. Dominion Vice President Daniel Stoddard says yesterday's end to power generation at Kewaunee only took a few hours.
At 7:41 this morning, operators in control room at Kewaunee began the process of reducing output from the station. At 11:07, they opened the circuit breakers that connect the output of the main generator with the Midwest power grid for the last time.
Stoddard continues to blame a changing electricity market and not government overregulation for the shutdown. He says Dominion considered just mothballing the plant for a few years until electricity prices got better, but decided instead on a permanent shutdown. Stoddard says the nuclear waste from Kewaunee may have to stay on site for up to 60 years unless the company decides on a faster timeline. But he also says the federal government needs to live up to a long promise to take the waste to a national repository.
I do fully expect that to occur, but regardless, we can take care of the used fuel here, and we can take care of it and store it safely.
Teardown of the plant is not expected until the most radioactive of the spent fuel is moved into concrete and steel casks at least 6 or 7 years from now. Stoddard says talks continue with the Kewaunee County town where the plant is located about shutdown costs the community is facing. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.